Welcome to Disney A, the Canadian-themed Disney travel podcast. We're your hosts. I'm Brandon.
And I'm Krista. And this is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Lovely. Lovely.
I'm really good at singing.
Yes, it's the...
Literally Halloween.
Crowning day and also the end of spooky season. Very sad.
That was me making ghost sounds.
Yes. Very spooky. Very, very spooky. But we're going to get into the spirit of the season by talking about, surprisingly, scary Disney stuff.
There's tons.
Disney's known as this like family-friendly little company that makes nice little cartoons. Mm-hmm. They also make some traumatizing stuff for children and adults.
Right.
And me yesterday.
Fair. So, we each have three things we're going to mention. That does not mean there are only three scary things in Disney, because there was a lot.
Well, we're going to leave it open so that the audience can tell us what was surprisingly scary.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. We want to know what we missed, because we missed a lot. What you think you're like, no, this is the scariest thing about Disney.
Cool.
Yeah, all right. Before we get to that, though, Brandon, what is your nerd thing this week?
Well... in embracing the spooky season,
yes,
we're gonna go to Evil Dead the musical.
What is we've seen Evil Dead the musical before?
We have.
What is your favorite part?
I've seen it twice before, actually.
Oh, I see. I've only seen it once. Why did you go without me?
I went with my dad before.
That's awesome.
Yeah,
your parents are there tonight while we're recording this. We're gonna go tomorrow. We're recording this on Friday. What is your favorite thing about Evil Dead the musical?
I like how funny the songs are and how it embraces the campy nature of the first, all the Evil Dead movies.
But it basically centers on the first two.
Yeah, and the first two Evil Dead movies are basically remakes of each other. So, it's just funny. And
I have a favorite song from Evil Dead the musical.
My favorite part about Evil Dead the musical, though, is that the fact that they have a splatter zone.
I figured that's what it was. I knew you were going to say. That's why I was like, come on. Yes, it's not a splash zone like when you're at SeaWorld. There is the first five rows are the splatter zone, and you will get covered with fake blood.
Oh, it's fake. Right?
Well, probably. I don't know.
Oh, man.
Do you know what my favorite song is? Because some of the songs you cannot say on a family-friendly podcast.
All
the men in my life keep getting killed by Kandarian demons.
Yes, that's
the name of the song.
Quite a heart wrenching ballad.
They almost do it like a doo wop. Anyway, I'm really looking forward to that too.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Yeah.
Is that, what's your nerd thing? Then?
Since
I stole your thunder.
You did.
I bought the tickets though, so
that's fair. Yeah. I've been really enjoying. You know what? Let's keep it on the spooky season theme. I'm painting a whack of pumpkins right now.
You are.
I have them going in shifts.
They're small though. It's okay.
Yes, they're very tiny. So for October 1st, actually, we went to a pumpkin patch / corn maze. We talked about the beginning of spooky season.
That was our kickoff to spooky season.
Yeah.
And it has quickly gone by.
Like, I can't snap very well, but like that. That was better. Anyway, we got all these little pumpkins, and I had a kind of a sort of plan for them, but I've got about half of them, a little bit more than half of them done now, but they're kind of like, there's a whole... shift work going on them. It's a process. So
multiple coats and all that.
Yes.
Nonsense,
I actually have on Instagram, people trying to guess what it is I'm making with them.
Oh
yes. By now you'll know. Cause I'll actually post them today. But
yes. Yeah. Well,
cause it's Halloween.
It's Halloween. Yes.
But,
as you saying.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, it's, it's fun.
Pumpkins.
I'm enjoying that. I've never done such tiny little ones before in a whole, series of them.
Are you going to try and buy one to carve as well? Because we have one.
Yeah.
And I have a small idea for carving. But
you know what? If you
I don't
want to
carve by myself.
No, if you have a small idea for carving, my original thing was if I needed to finish painting, I could paint while you carve.
Okay.
But if you'd rather me carve, I definitely can. I have so many possible ideas that I could make it work. But I need to finish painting those first. Because I have five that have, one coat on them right now.
Yep.
Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. 5 out of 12.
Yes, and we're away.
Yeah, until Sunday night.
So okay.
Yep,
anyway.
Yep, uh-huh, yep. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Also, what are you drinking?
I'm having a nice fresh local Australian pale ale.
Ooh, what?
In my Toronto Maple Leafs cup because it's game night.
Soon?
It's
yeah.
game night tonight. Yes.
Mm-hmm. I am drinking. You brought me a black cherry seltzer. It's called Nude. Ooh.
That's spooky.
It is spooky. It would be spooky. But it's like a vodka seltzer.
Yeah.
But it's black cherry, and I like it. It's really tasty. Thank you for that. Head to the news. Oh, no, wait. We have an Andor episode to talk about. What am I doing?
We do have an Andor episode.
Oh, I was like, oh, there's no She-Hulk. We can just... Okay. Andor. Latest episode.
No spoilers.
Gut reaction spoiler free. Go.
Well, this was the slowest,
and it was still freaking awesome
episode so far. But man, they are going hard on the dystopia factor.
Oh yeah,
and that's cool.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like, I guess it is still the slowest, but I was still like, whoa, through the whole thing.
Just a metric bantha ton of world building.
Is that the new measurement now?
Sure.
Okay, I like it. Yeah, it's great, which I like. I was kind of, that's what I want these Disney Plus shows to do, is just like give us all the world building.
That's
stuff.
What Boba Fett needed more of, and Andor is giving it to me in spades.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it seems like Andor is not getting the viewership, probably so because the advertising was underwhelming. I'm a big Star Wars fan, and I was not excited for this. I'm just watching it because I'm a big Star Wars fan. You already got people like me. Are going to tune in.
Yeah.
You need the fringe people to tune in. But hopefully word of mouth will carry it, because word of mouth is like strong.
Yes. And there's enough episodes of this one where people can jump on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big fan. I'm a massive fan of this.
Oh, it's really good.
Agreed. It's hard to the spoiler for spoiler free. Spoiler free.
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. News?
Sure. We got a bit of that to come.
Disney A News Update. Where do you want to start with the news? Do we want to start Marvel or do we want to start Parks?
Let's start with Marvel.
Because there was some Marvel. So first of all, the Wakanda Forever premiere came out. Or came out. Happened.
Yeah, it occurred. Happened. They had a big red carpet and all that stuff.
Yeah, what's the initial reaction?
So there's no reviews. Like, they still have a review embargo, as they do with these big tentpole movies.
Of course, of course.
But a bunch of people were posting their... They're allowed to post their first reactions on social media.
Yes.
And a lot of people are saying it's very well done.
Yeah.
Basically, that's the going consensus, is it's very well done. They handle the topic of grief and all that very well. And there's only one post-credit scene. But apparently it's a big one, so I don't know.
See, that's fun to know. I always like.
I don't know,
that.
And like Namor is apparently awesome, and
ooh, that's exciting.
Angela Bassett steals the show.
Well, I mean, granted, because she's queen.
Literally,
she's a queen in this.
Really, really cool.
Okay,
so,
good.
I'm getting excited about
this. Okay,
now.
Me too. I'm really glad because my favorite, I love Angela Bassett. I've been like, I wanted her to have more of a role in the first one. Not that she was like shuffled off to the sidelines or anything.
No.
But we didn't really see her in like Infinity War or anything like that. So I'm really glad that people are saying she's stealing the show.
And from the red carpet premiere, a really cool thing, the actress that plays Shuri,
yes,
wore a pantsuit that was inspired by the one that Chadwick Boseman wore to the Oscars.
My goodness,
the year that Black
really?
Panther came out. Yeah, it's like it has the similar
really?
Like silver thing going on.
I remember that actually.
Yeah, yeah.
Good. I mean, the actress who plays Shuri, I know she's like super controversial and stuff like that, but you keep doing stuff like that and make it. Really hard for me not to like you.
No, yeah, she said some dumb things, but I don't know.
Yeah, right? Like, it's not like... I
mean, it's not like...
We're not talking Gina Carano here or anything.
No,
like
not
that.
On that level. And... Not a Kanye...
Yeah, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, you know, questionable stuff, but that is awesome. I love that she did that. That's
really cool.
That's really cool.
There was actually a lot of cool fashion from that red carpet. Just in general, yeah. people.
I didn't really. I knew what was happening, but I just saw
some pictures on Twitter and stuff. But yeah,
you know what? How about if I find some stuff on Instagram, I'll put it up in our stories and things like that too, so we can share it around a little bit, because that much awesome needs to be shared.
Yeah, red carpet's actually a guilty pleasure of mine. I always turn on the Oscars.
Oh, I love early Oscars to watch. Red. Yeah, even the red like carpets, slightly before the red carpet starts, we just play it all day while I'm like prepping snacks and yeah.
Yeah, as a heterosexual man, that seems like kind of out of the ordinary, but
yeah, but you see, you're also very critical and judgy.
Oh, yes, I like judging things. Yes, that's right. Okay. You brought it full circle. Thank you.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, no worries. That's where it comes in, right? Okay, speaking of MCU, we have a poster and a couple, actually. Ant-Man and the Wasp. Let's talk about that one first.
Oh, oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
Oh my goodness. Okay, trailer. What do we think? Oh my goodness.
No, this looks really cool. It looks like they're going to go for it, and Kang feels suitably scary.
The voice, hey?
Well, Jonathan Majors, the actor that's playing Kang, is a pretty cool dude.
Yep.
And he's also like super ripped right now because he's in the next Creed movie.
Didn't know that.
Yeah. And like he got really jacked for that. So he's pretty scary looking.
Yeah. That's, I had no idea what to expect with this. I mean, okay, I knew Kang was in it. I knew obviously it's called Quantumania, so we're going to the quantum realm. But like, there's some really crazy cool stuff in this trailer.
Yeah, it's almost more similar to Guardians, even though they're still on Earth and just really small.
Yeah,
but it's more cosmic in nature, just because it's just the weird cosmic realm. So I don't know. I think it's gonna be pretty cool. They did recast the actress that's playing Cassie again, because there was the little girl, and then after the blip, it was a different actress because she had aged up, of course. And then this is a different actress, and she's going to be playing a major part. She's like, again, another young superhero type.
Mm-hmm.
So
I don't know.
They're really trying to make Young Avengers happen. So I don't know.
Every time I hear about another one of these Young Avengers ones, I kind of roll my eyes. But I haven't been disappointed in any of the characters, so I'm almost kind of mad at myself.
All the actors are.
Yeah.
I don't know. So I will
reserve judgment.
Reserve judgment. The trailer, like her parts of the trailer, were good. So
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, she's there right now as a vehicle for the other characters, and I'm good with that. And Paul Rudd is, of course, like amazing.
Yeah,
and a vampire apparently, but
he's just an adorable human being.
I really like how in this world he's like embracing the celebrity. Oh, we talked about. Okay, shout out to our special presentation that came out last night for Werewolf by Night. We talked. We mentioned in there that they played Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Well, we have another reference to Wizard of Oz because the trailer plays over the whole thing of Goodbye Yellow Brick Road by Elton John.
By Elton John, yeah.
Which, so we have another Wizard of Oz reference.
So much. Yeah. So much meta stuff going on.
My literary heart is so happy. Okay, so we had that.
Like, yes, it's a Wizard of Oz reference, but the song is also about Elton John being kind of sad that he's a celebrity now, and you have the whole thing played over top of Ant-Man realizing that he's a celebrity and like kind of trying to embrace it, but also
and we saw in Ms. Marvel he has a podcast, he has a book, he
might be the most famous Avenger because all the other ones are either dead
or retired
or
like, yeah,
in space with their new son.
That's true. That's true. Just in space in general. Like, yeah, so he's the only one on Earth being like a real celebrity, and you could see in Ms. Marvel especially the like result of that. So that is interesting. Anyway, you could literally do a whole episode just analyzing this. So let's not anymore. Let's move on to the other trailer and poster we got, the Guardians special. So we had our first MCU Marvel special presentation with Werewolf by Night, which was our special presentation of the special presentation last night for Halloween season. We have a new one.
For Christmas.
It's Christmas time. Guardians of the Galaxy. What did we think of this trailer?
I laughed a lot.
Also, Kevin Bacon is MCU canon.
Yeah. I mean, that means that Tony Stark is 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon.
It's true.
All the Avengers are now 1 degree away from Kevin Bacon.
Or closer.
Or closer.
Like, I think there are 2 degrees Because, like, if Tony Stark doesn't meet Kevin Bacon, he's 2 degrees. But, like, Drax has met Kevin Bacon.
No. You're one degree. Like, Kevin Bacon is zero.
Right.
You're one if you're in a thing with him.
Okay, but, like, Drax and... So we see that, like, they've met... We're going to have
a strong discussion about the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon right now. Okay.
But they've met Kevin Bacon. Mm-hmm. So, like, they are...
So they're a one.
They're a one. But, like, Tony Stark has not met Kevin Bacon, so he's a two.
Oh, okay.
But he's met Drax.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
This is probably too serious.
A little too serious.
We're trying too hard with this.
Anyway,
one.
Kevin Bacon, happy, fun Christmas special.
Yeah!
James Gunn said he was a big fan of the Star Wars Holiday Special.
Oh, no.
And always wanted to make his own.
Oh, no.
So, I'm pretty sure that Groot's grandpa is going to watch some VR porn.
I want to know when Bea Arthur's coming on for her cooking show, okay?
Well, they'll need CGI for that, I guess.
That's what I'm saying. They did for the first... Well, no, it wasn't CGI.
But yeah, actually, speaking of news,
No, she didn't do the cooking show. She did the singing in the cantina. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
She was the
silly
cantina.
Me.
Right. Anyway, I've blocked the Star Wars Holiday Special from my mind.
Guess what we're doing this Christmas.
Not watching the Star Wars Holiday Special, okay. I can tell you that.
All right.
But speaking of James Gunn and news, big shout out to him with his brand new job that he just got.
This is cool, actually. Okay, go ahead.
He is the co-CEO of the newly formed DC Studios to kind of hopefully revive the whole DC superhero movies.
You
kind of
said that he's the Kevin Feige now.
Yeah,
but in DC.
So they're having two guys do the job of Kevin Feige. One's going to focus on the business, and mm-hmm. and James Gunn is going to handle the creative side.
There's only one Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin somehow does it all. Oh wait, because
he's a
robot. Yeah.
Robot, yeah. Right?
But yeah, no, I'm excited for this. Like
I have not
been a big fan of the DCEU at all. Clearly much more in favor of MCU.
Obviously.
But that just comes down to quality. Like, I want it to be good.
I do too. They have potential in different places, and it's been like...
And literally the only DC movie that I've liked in, like, the past 10 years is the Suicide Squad.
Shazam.
Shazam was, like, fine.
It was watchable. I agree. The Suicide Squad was
really, really, really good.
It was good.
And apparently the spinoff HBO Max show based on Peacemaker, John Cena's character from the Suicide Squad, is also really good.
I've heard good things about that. We should watch it sometime.
Well, I would like to watch it.
Yeah, we will. It's on our list.
Probably after, like, next year.
Yeah, it's on our list somewhere. We'll get to it eventually.
Anyway, that's cool. Go James Gunn.
Yeah, good for him.
He's not going to be making any more Guardians movies, obviously.
What do you mean, obviously?
Well, he's the third one's been shot.
Yeah, and that's fine.
And it was going to be the last one anyway. And so they're all probably just going to live happily ever after.
Thank you. Oh, so they don't need to make any more movies about them living happily ever after because they will be fine.
Yeah, they'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Good.
Uh-huh.
Especially Rocket.
Yeah.
Yeah, totally fine. Let's head over to Disneyland for some news. Small World has closed for the holiday, and their holiday decorations going up everywhere. Disneyland, the holiday season goes from November 11th to January 8th.
That's decent length. And
that's kind of how my holiday season
goes,
too.
It is too bad,
honestly,
that they have to start decorating before Halloween.
But they also have serious staffing issues.
They do.
Like everywhere.
But, I mean, they do it anyway. They do it every year. They try to minimize it and still give Halloween its due.
Yeah, it's they're not like turning on lights or anything.
But Halloween
like
has
that.
Been going on in Disneyland for months now. So
I was trying to figure out. I think they start decorating for Halloween. The Halloween season is longer than the Christmas season because they start middle of August.
Yeah.
So just saying.
That's because Halloween's better.
That is just not true. Halloween is awesome, but Christmas is better.
And we'll talk more about the holidays and all the new merch that's coming out shortly.
Oh, yes, we will. Speaking of stuff going on at Disneyland right now, we also have Magic Bands. This is, these are brand new. So they came out a week early, like as a soft release for annual pass, Magic Band.
Magic key holders
with their magic bands and
staff
the cast members got them, DVC members got them.
No, they didn't get them.
They could buy them.
They were given the privilege of paying $45. Yes.
There is a specific magic key holder one, though. And actually, that's quite good.
It's quite nice, yeah. And that was cheaper if you were a magic...
$10 cheaper.
You could only buy it if you were a magic key holder. And, yes. And that one, they got a discount on.
Yeah, so they're, I think, $45, except that one, if you're a magic key holder, you could get for $35. There are five... including that one, specific ones for Disneyland. The rest are some they brought over from Disney World as well. Quite a bit of variety in this one. And yeah, they're now up and running.
You got your castles and stuff like mm-hmm. that, and you got your Marvel and Star Wars yep. and Ooh, Haunted Mansion.
The Haunted Mansion one is pretty cool.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
yeah so. There's a couple that I'm looking at fondly.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we have a Chapek interview.
Big interview. This was all over Twitter.
And Instagram.
Okay. He was saying a lot of things. I didn't watch the interview, so
I only got the highlights.
I'm only reading the outrage. But basically he was talking about the reservation system.
Well, he was talking about a few things, but was the one that had people all riled.
Yeah,
anyway.
People are riled up about his comments on the reservation system. He's saying that... It's a way they can allow if you have a reservation, you can show up to the park and be guaranteed mm-hmm. a magical time is basically the gist of what he's saying.
Yes.
Whereas before, like they did have capacity limits, but that was more like a fire safety issue, not artificial limits to make sure the park isn't overcrowded.
And it's still quite crowded.
Whether you believe that or not, it's basically so they can control how many people are there, so they can limit the amount of cast members they have on shift at any given time right. so they can make more money.
It's a money thing.
It comes down to money at the end of the day,
yeah.
and it is what it is.
It's a business, okay?
The current setup is okay if you know what you're doing, so that can be good for the infrequent visitor,
yep.
or it can be bad. If you don't do your research, then it can be really bad.
So I was just telling you, I think this is actually a fun episode that a couple people have asked me about that we know in real life. Could we help them plan a Disney vacation? And actually, I was contacted today by an old university friend of ours to do the kind of the same thing. And I'm like, well, I can't help you plan it, but you are definitely, I feel like you get rewarded the more you know in advance.
Yep.
It works really well for us because we love.
I love doing research and planning
and hypothesizing and so on and so forth. So it's super fun for us. But for someone who likes to fly by the seat of the pants, you can still go and have a great time as long as you go with a mentality of like, I'm not going to get to do everything I want. Whereas I think, 10 years ago, you could get away with that a little bit easier.
Yeah.
Would you say that's fair?
Yeah. Like, definitely. Especially with things like surge pricing on Genie Plus.
Yep.
As opposed to free fast passes.
Ooh, did you see they hit $30? The other day?
You told me that they hit $30,
for
and I was like,
Plus.
that's a spicy meatball.
Yep. That's just the start, because that was like, 2 weeks after they was a possibility? Already $30. Let's wait until we get to some other busy days.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Like, that's before all of that stuff, so. Mm-hmm.
But... reservations are not going anywhere.
No.
Disney clearly likes them, and you're going to keep that. Just like they like, for the same reasons, cast member planning, basically. They like limiting park hopper to 1 o'clock on the West Coast. And did you know it's 2 o'clock?
Oh, I did not know
Disney,
that.
Walt
no.
Disney World, yeah. You can't park hop until 2 p.m. And a lot of those parks, like Animal Kingdom and stuff, aren't open as late.
It's
very strange, but you also have the problem of when they limit it to 2 p.m. they only have to have the buses running between the two after 2 p.m. like, so
you don't exactly need a bus between Disneyland and DCA.
No, you don't. So but they have that going on as well.
But when you have a park closing at like 8 or earlier, like that makes it tough.
I don't know what the earliest park closure is, maybe 9, but
anyway, that seems early to me. But, I mean, I do like the idea of park hopping back and forth before 1. I get it's a cast member thing. I personally do not have a problem with reservations at all because I'm a planner. I can like make it work. I can figure it out.
For out of towners, it doesn't affect us at all because we know what days we're going to the park anyway.
Exactly.
And like we're going to be planning far away.
Exactly.
So we will.
Plane tickets and hotel rooms are harder to get than reservations.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I am in favor of more cast members than fewer. And when it comes to that, I have more of a concern.
Yeah. When there are pinch and pennies over cast members is when you have.
Yeah. Pinch and pennies over reservations concerns. Is one thing. Yeah. Pinch and pennies over cast members is another.
I don't know. Anyway.
Anyway.
People are not happy with Chapek. What else is new?
The other thing that was brought up was apparently he had to answer allegations that Disney is becoming too woke.
Well, that's just stupid.
Well, that was that was basically the gist I was going with there.
He shouldn't even give that the time of day.
I think he was actually pretty respectful about it, but like, you're actually asking me this. Yeah, and that was basically all I was saying, is he did address that, so, yeah. And that was the other thing that was all over the news, was that he had to, allegations, the word allegations was used.
And, again...
So let's all sigh.
It comes down to money,
mm-hmm.
because those people that have been previously unrepresented in media also have money.
Yeah. Yeah, that's how that works.
And they probably have just as much money or more than the people that are upset about it. So,
and not only that, you know who else? Maybe who has already been represented? But it tends to be that people... How am I going to word this nicely? Other people, not just the ones underrepresented, also think it's a good idea for there to be representation. And they also have money.
Yeah.
So there's larger groups of people with money.
Yeah,
that think it's a good idea.
Younger generations tend to be a little more open-minded.
Younger, I didn't
want to
say old versus young, but yeah.
No, basically. It's not. It's not purely, but
yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean.
There's a demographic, and a lot of the demographics that, are in favor of this are the ones that spend money, quite frankly. So, whether it's purely altruistic or not, it's here to stay. So if you don't like it, take your money elsewhere. I guess if you have a problem with Disney being woke.
Yeah.
I always think that's a funny insult.
It's so...
It's like you're supposed to be asleep? Like, I'm confused.
I don't...
anyway, enough of that?
Yeah.
Is there any other news we should share, Brandon?
I think you got some news.
Okay, I got some news.
Well, since it is the end of spooky season, we maybe jumped into holiday season a little early this year.
Brandon gave me a Christmas present already. So we are for holiday season, we're going to be going to Disneyland. I got really high pitched. I'm sorry.
Yes. I booked everything as a surprise. And then I noticed that Disney had linked the tickets to my app. And so I was like a little concerned.
And our apps are linked.
Our apps are supposed to be linked.
Well, they're supposed to be, except I think mine hasn't updated is the thing.
I don't know. Anyway. The tickets were on the app, and I was like, oh my goodness, Krista is going to log in to look at ride times, as she often does.
Often, just for fun. Well, my sister, mom, and my sister's fiance were in Disneyland, so I was frequently checking ride. I often check ride times, but I was doing it even more, like all the time.
So, yes, I spilled the beans early.
And you did it really, like, you're a good actor. Yeah, you had this whole thing where there was a mini suitcase I was looking at, and
I had laid it on thick to throw your, because I had kind of dropped some hints that I was going to spend a lot of money on your Christmas present this year, and then I had to like throw you off the sentence. I had like a specific delivery date, cordon off the spare bedroom so that it could
wasn't
be stored
allowed to go
in
there.
And a whole thing.
You had me going that there was a suitcase I was going to be getting, but now you said no. Instead, I have to pack a suitcase so we're going to Disneyland. Yay!
Yeah, you get to see get to see all the Christmassy stuff.
We're going to be flying out on Boxing Day. So there'll still be the Christmas going on, and I don't even know all the details because you like told me, and I was kind of in shock.
Yeah, well, we're gonna go to Disneyland.
I'm so excited.
And probably Knott's as well, but
right, you said our passes are still good for Knott's, so we will make use of that one day.
Yeah, see what they're doing for Christmas as well.
Yeah, they've done Christmas before, so I'm excited for that too. Don't get me wrong, I'm most excited for Disneyland.
Yeah.
Should Holiday be good. Time at Disneyland is on my Disney bucket list for sure. Well, so gonna be checked off. I'm so excited. I'm trying really hard not to just start looking at all the Christmas stuff.
There's some cool merch.
Yeah.
I have some very expensive items picked out already.
Do you?
Yeah.
Well, on Tuesday, once Halloween, once it hits November 1st, it's free reign. But till then, we're, other than giggling over our trip coming up.
Like the reins you'd use on a one horse open sleigh?
Ah, exactly like that.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So let's bring back from spooky season.
Yeah. No, we're still spooky season. Spooky season.
Exactly. I just also randomly start giggling thinking about, like, you did spooky really season. Well. Okay. Spooky season. I'm sorry. Spooky season. Main topic?
Yeah.
For spooky season?
Yeah.
Okay.
What's in the bag?
It's not a head, it's just content.
Oh.
Ah. Disney A grab bag. Okay, so surprisingly scary Disney things. Lots?
Yeah, there's a fair bit. Like, we had to narrow this down a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. And we were kind of like general in some areas and specific in others. Because, okay. So we each picked, we each have three things to talk about. Okay. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll start because okay. this is probably the most obvious example.
Mm-hmm.
But the infamous Disney film that was like surprisingly scary and probably didn't do as well
because of that
is The Black Cauldron.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I didn't watch this movie a ton when I was growing up, but I had, interestingly, a Fisher-Price record player that had like books on record with like a little storybook you could read along with.
I totally had the same one.
Yeah. And there was a Black Cauldron story of that, and I listened to that a lot because I thought it was cool. I was like, and super creepy and
creepy,
stuff.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Black Cauldron's super creepy, and it also is probably the scariest Disney attraction in a park that's ever happened as well.
Oh, okay. You have to explain this because I don't think anyone else, unless they watch stuff like we do.
It was Hong Kong Disneyland.
Yeah,
yes?
I think it was Hong Kong.
Like how they have the Sleeping Beauty walkthrough.
Yes, which we're gonna do this time
in Disneyland.
Yes,
they had a walkthrough in Hong Kong Disneyland as well, and It was quite different. It was kind of a bait and switch situation, mm-hmm. and like I don't know how they got away with this, but you're supposed to be going on a nice tour of the castle. And I forget the exact how it worked, but like your tour guide was in on it, of course.
Of course.
It was all part of the show, but basically you get attacked by the evil dude from the Black Cauldron.
The Horned King.
And it disrupts your tour, and there's all these spooky scenes that you're walking through, and and at the end you have to defeat the Horned King, and they usually chose a little kid to do it, but it was all super creepy, scarier than the Haunted Mansion, scarier than Indiana Jones, like just really, really, like look up a walkthrough of this movie.
You can
like,
see it's on YouTube.
Yeah. I think Defunct Land had the best
think
video
that's
about
where
it.
We watched it. Yeah.
And just bizarre. And it's unfortunately no longer there.
No.
But just a really interesting piece of Disney history and Black Cauldron.
Which I had no idea existed. Mm. Yeah. Black Cauldron is like genuinely creepy.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah, like undead and stuff, and like, yeah.
It's like, it's creepy. The Horned King is creepy by himself.
Yeah.
All right, I've got one for you.
Okay.
Let's stick with the movies.
Okay.
Frollo.
Yeah, he's
genuinely terrifying.
He's a creepy dude, and it's not because he's like a magical evil devil creature like the Horned King.
He has gotten scarier as I've gotten older because he and Gaston and I guess Clayton are...
See, and Gaston's scary... But he's also a little bit fun.
Because he's a buffoon.
Yeah.
Whereas Frollo is terrifying. And Frollo's like grounded in reality is his whole thing.
You can meet Frollo on the street tomorrow.
I've met like smaller versions of Frollo.
Yeah.
Generally ones who haven't set Paris on fire. But he's terrifying. And like every time he would do something on screen, I'd be like, I feel really gross. And when I was a kid, I was like, I don't really know why. Now I'm like, I need to take a shower. This guy is really creepy. And... like oh, just like the levels of not okay. Mm-hmm. And he's real, like he's realistic, well, and there's no redeeming qualities to him.
Yeah. There's been a recent trend of like kind of half rooting for Disney villains. Like yeah. Ursula.
Ursula, I totally am here for. Okay.
Very popular. Even Scar, even though he's not like the best person
but
in the world.
Got but like, some, he's so witty that you kind of got to like.
Like, oh, he's. He's yeah, cool,
and then
smart.
Hades, I like get.
Yeah,
I get
everybody
Hades.
Loves Hades. He's fun.
There's nothing redeemable about Frollo.
He is just a creepy, messed up dude, and scary as heck.
Yeah, he's literally terrifying, and like he is the only Disney villain that I can watch now and be like, you literally terrify me, because everyone else is either magical or like a talking lion or a sea witch, or even Gaston and Clayton, who and I guess Cruella, who are the other like human non-magical villains, right? And they don't have any magical
He's
elements.
Way worse than Cruella, and she kills puppies.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Like, she has moments of, like, ridiculous about her where it's, like, whatever. And Clayton's okay, but he's maybe just not as well known. And like you said, Gaston, he's a bit of a buffoon. So you can, like, roll your eyes and be, like, cut him down with a snide remark, and he doesn't even realize he's been hit. But Frollo is just every level of not okay. So Frollo is genuinely terrifying to me as a grown-up.
Yeah, don't like him.
Nope, don't like him at all. Okay, who have you got, or what have you got?
Okay, I'm gonna hit you with a random one here.
Oh, I like random ones.
This is a very obscure one, but when you're of a certain age like us, you had access to these random films.
Okay, it's a film. Okay,
Disney made a late stage sequel to The Wizard of Oz.
Oh. I used to watch this all the time as a kid, and you had no idea.
Yeah, I might have seen it once or something and, like, blocked it from my mind. But the movie as a whole is super creepy. Like,
yes.
Dorothy goes to an insane asylum because everyone thinks she's crazy.
Return to Oz.
Yeah, it's Return to Oz. So it's like a full-on sequel.
Yeah.
The thought process is Dorothy is now crazy.
Yeah.
Because she talks about her friend the Scarecrow and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they send her to an insane asylum where they do shock therapy and lobotomies and everything. Yeah. And she goes back to Oz then, which is, again, scary because it's like all gone to crap and terrible. And they have these gangs.
Oh, man.
They don't have the flying monkeys anymore, which were kind of scary in and of themselves. But the evil henchmen in Oz now are the Wheelers, which are these humans that have wheels for hands, and they skate around, and they're just like terrifying. Like
they're literally terrifying.
These should not be in a Wizard of Oz movie. They should be in like Silent Hill or Resident Evil or something.
The wheels they squeak and they squeal,
I didn't like it
the entire time we were watching this movie, because I like remembered almost everything about it, and you're like, what is going on?
Yeah, no, it's should have had a reaction shot of me during that movie.
You're doing the face right now. No,
entertaining. Yeah, no, just weird.
No, absolutely terrifying. This movie legitimately terrified me as a kid. It terrified me as a, I don't know, junior high, preteen, I guess. Terrified me when we watched it a couple years ago for this podcast, by the way. We had a Halloween episode, our first Halloween episode, which is called This is Halloween, which is one of our most popular episodes. And if you go on our website, you can actually look at our most popular episodes. Click on that, because we talk about some Halloween movies on Disney Plus, and that one we talk about a lot. And you say the same thing, actually.
Yeah,
legitimately terrifying.
Yeah, no, it's messed up. It's not necessarily good,
but terrifying.
But really creepy.
You know, and a lot of the stuff even before she goes to Oz is just.
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the best part of the movie. I like how they treat her as like a crazy person.
And she's like. But the Tin Man.
But the Tin Man!
But yeah, the Wheelers are just... Oh, good one. Ugh. Okay, I've got another one for you.
Okay.
Speaking of movies, I went to this movie, and I remember being in line for it, and these, like, big, tough, like, I don't know, college, early 20-something guys were like, that was so scary. And I'm like, I was sitting with my mom, and she's like, what are we watching? Like, should we even be watching this? And then the screen opened, it was black, and it was smoky, and then you had a little girl clinging in the mist going, yo ho, yo ho, doing the beginning opening scene from the first Pirates of the Caribbean movie. And there's something, first of all, about a little girl singing in that voice with nothing else.
Yeah, that works for, like, horror movies in general.
It totally does. But just that opening scene before, and then there's a jump scare, right? Like, Gibbs grabs her right away. And then it's okay. Like, yeah, there's some scary stuff in there, sure. But the
skeleton pirates are kind of scary.
They're kind of scary. They're kind of scary for sure. But the opening scene is just...
Yeah, a little girl singing. They do it in Freddy and like Nightmare on Elm Street and things like that. Yep. It's just effective. Yeah.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. We've talked about Pirates a few. I should have rewatched the Pirates movies apparently, cause
or just the first one is fine.
Just the first one is also a good idea.
The first pirate movie is probably the best Disney live action movie outside of like Star Wars and the MCU. Ooh.
It's really good. It's really good. But yeah, there are definitely moments throughout, but that first scene is just like the hair on the back of your neck stands up, and it's really good.
A little bit creepy.
Yeah. A little bit creepy. That's it. It's not scary. It's creepy. It's unnerving. Yeah. All right. What have you got for your third one?
Okay. Well, this is my final entry in surprisingly scary Disney things. So I'm going to hit you with a combo.
You're cheating.
No, because these were combined in their original release.
Okay.
Ichabod.
Yep.
And Mr. Toad.
Great. Great choice.
I watched the absolute crap out of this as a kid.
So good.
I love the Sleepy Hollow part. Toad, it's fine. The Headless Horseman is...
Like, yeah.
Really scary.
Legitimately scary.
Yeah. Super creepy, and he's like the perfect parade marshal for the Halloween parade.
Yeah, yeah, Ookie Boogies.
I really want to go and watch. Like, I'm not a big parade person. That parade looks cool.
Yeah. Well, we're going to watch the Christmas parade, which is not the same as Ookie Boogies.
And you might not think Mr. Toad goes along with that. Right. But let me tell you.
Yes.
It's the only place in Disneyland where you can visit hell.
That's true.
The Mr. Toad's Wild Ride is actually... kind of surprisingly scary. Like,
it is. You're like, what is happening?
You're like, oh my goodness, I am just dead now and in hell.
Horrific car accident.
Yeah.
So the Ichabod and Mr. Toad, I watched a lot as well, and especially The Legend of Sleepy Hollow. Mm-hmm. So good. Also, Ichabod Crane is tied for my favorite literary name of all time.
It's a great name.
Do you know what my other one is?
Ebenezer Scrooge.
Excellent.
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously. The other best one that there ever is. So Ichabod Crane is amazing. I always loved this show. They would play it on like Disney Channel or Family Channel all the time. At Halloween. Mm. I loved it. I watched it so much. Mr. Toad, slightly less so, just because it was played less often, quite frankly. But, like, actually scary. And I like in the cartoon that you don't really know at the end. You're like, oh, well, legend says this, but legend also says this. Yeah. It was so good. It was an actual ghost story.
Right up my alley. I watched it probably too young and was, like, kind of scared. Mm-hmm. But still up my alley. And I just liked the dark stuff.
I've taught it before, and every few years I bring it out and teach it again because it's so good. Mm-hmm. It's so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, good choice. And yeah, Mr. Toad is scariest ride in Disneyland. You want to hear my next one?
Yeah, yes, I do.
But it's not the scariest ride in the Disneyland Resort, because although you don't go to hell, it feels like it. Because the scariest thing, the scariest Disney thing, is a Pixar pal around.
You mean Mickey's Death Wheel
of Death?
Yeah, okay.
Like, legitimately, I don't know, you got me to go on it last time, and the time before, and I did nothing but scream and cry the whole time.
Yeah, it's actually kind of sad.
It's not funny after a little
bit. No, it's not funny anymore.
Wow. It's funny for, like, a tiny little bit for you.
It's a little funny.
And then you just kind of feel badly about it.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's, that's just every level of scary. Legitimately scary. There's nothing else to say about it. You're like... I don't like any part of it.
Yeah, no, it's not for you. I'm hoping that some the more extreme rides that they're starting to think about and or build are not too much for you, like Mickey's Wheel of Death is. I'm thinking of the Tron roller coaster. I really want to go on the Tron roller coaster.
Okay, so I'm more willing to go on the Tron roller coaster than Mickey's Wheel of Death again.
Hmm.
There's something about, like, it, you know what it is? being strapped in. I'm really not okay just being in a cage. Like, I'm just not okay about anything about it. And, like, the free movement, being on a track is, I'm not saying this for everything, so before you even ask me about the Jurassic roller coaster.
The Velocicoaster.
Yeah, that one.
Yes.
No.
Man, we got to go to Florida.
We're anyway. Not going on the Velocicoaster, but, or you can't. I will not go on the Velocicoaster. But Tron, you're, like, strapped in, and you're on a track, and you're, like, moving in a, like, direction. But it's that Wheel of Death.
What about Cosmic Rewind? You're not really moving in a direction.
I'd have to think about that more because I hear about all the motion sick problems going on in that.
You can do it once.
I probably will do it once, but I do have struggle from motion sickness.
Yeah, you might have to not do it like 3 times in a row.
I might have to do one and then like we need to sit here for a while. Yeah. But like Pixar Pal Around, it makes me sick. It makes me absolutely freaked out. There's nothing redeeming about
you
it.
You shake like a leaf and it's
I literally
it's
kind do. Of, like Brandon almost has to carry me off.
It's a little funny.
It's literally the scariest thing I've been on, and I've been on it twice now, and I feel like that's enough. Do you think that's enough? We'll see.
It's not gonna be at the top of the priority list this Christmas, but who knows?
You never know what'll happen.
Maybe you'll have some liquid courage at Pim's Test Kitchen.
Yeah, that's true.
And
I will have liquid courage at Pim's Test Kitchen. I just don't know if that's how courageous I'll be. There's a level of courage. Literally the scariest
Well,
thing.
there is one very scary thing that we haven't talked about. I know you're only going to do three each, but like this one's probably pretty important, and it's probably the scariest thing about Disney.
The scariest thing about Disney is already Pixar Pal Around. I already explained.
No. This is much, much scarier.
Okay.
We were talking about Chapek earlier.
Yeah, yeah.
And everyone blames him for this, but it's been around for a long time. The scariest thing about Disney, of course, is Disney prices.
Okay, fair.
Speaking of someone who just purchased Disney prices, and I got them before the price increased.
That's true. You said you got these a long time ago, too.
Yeah, I've been planning this for a while.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
So thank goodness you got them before the price increase.
Yeah. But you're going to want merch and
I am.
I might want a lightsaber.
You will want a lightsaber.
You're going to want some Dole Whips.
Oh, so many Dole Whips. You're going to want some blue milks.
Churros!
Yeah. You want some blue milks?
Can't forget the blue
milks. We're going to go through the whole Christmas lineup of
Magic
all the foods.
Bands.
Yeah, Magic Bands again. Yeah. Definitely. And it's going to be, I'm going to guess it's going to be quite crowded while we're there. Generally, that's the busiest time of year, but because everything's blacked out right now for pass holders.
There is going to be zero annual pass holders unless they buy a ticket like the rest of us schmucks.
Exactly. So I don't know. I'm slightly optimistic as far as that goes. I think it'll still be really busy. I just think it'll be less busy than the crazy busy.
There's still reservations, and Bob Chapek promised me a magical time.
He did.
So I'm going to personally call him if I don't have a magical time.
But yes.
Listen up, Bobby.
Bobby boy.
Bobby C, I did not have a magical time because it was too crowded.
You know what? We will have a magical time no matter what. Yeah. But yes, lightsaber, and I'm sorry, I saw a little bit of the merch, the Christmas merch.
Yeah, there's some,
There's some good stuff. So anyway, yes, and like you already said, liquid courage at Pim's Test Kitchen, so...
Yeah. Okay, so...
Prices, scary.
Spooky season.
Yeah. Did you have fun spooky season?
I did not have the best spooky season.
Explain.
We had a really good kickoff to spooky season with the pumpkin patch, and we had pumpkins, and I was really looking forward to it. And then, I don't know, work and stuff got in the way, and I've not really had time for spooky season.
You basically blinked, and it's Halloween.
Yeah.
Yeah. Usually we, like, live in spooky season for a while.
Yeah, I did.
And we didn't really get to do that.
It hasn't felt like it. I mean, there was a lot of content going on. We had She-Hulk playing during spooky season. We had Andor playing during spooky season. We had Lord of the Rings on Amazon Prime that we even fell behind because there was so much content.
Yeah.
And we were really into House of the Dragon.
Yeah, that was really good, by the way.
It was really good.
But the problem is, because the stuff came out during spooky season, normally we're watching like a lot of scary movies. We watched a couple. Nothing really scary. Yeah, nothing stand out. The best thing was Werewolf by Night.
That's the best spooky season content.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it yet, but I'm either going to watch it like I said, we're recording on Thursday. We're either going to watch it on Sunday or maybe Monday. No, we won't have time on Monday. But we're still going to watch the new Hocus Pocus movie.
Yeah, I wanted to watch both.
Maybe on Sunday.
Maybe we'll do that on Sunday.
Yeah, that'd be fun. Yeah. But I mean, like that kind of stuff. We decided we have
the weekend left of spooky season.
Yeah.
We're going to try and embrace our inner werewolf.
Yeah.
Woo! Because we own the night.
I don't know this song. I haven't seen it. But the other thing is, the weather here was uncharacteristically warm, so it didn't even feel like fall.
Yeah, it did. It really didn't. Like, no. Until, like, a week ago.
And then it snowed. So, in 2 days, between 2 days, I was wearing, like, shorts and a tank top to, like, parka, and there's a snowstorm warning. So, we didn't really have, yeah, we had some leaves turning and stuff like that, but it didn't feel like fall or, like, that foggy
It was too warm.
Hole.
It was too warm, yeah. I don't know. Anyway, that's okay.
I agree. I didn't get to delve into spooky. I was really into it in, like, September, and then we started, and it, like, fizzled. But I'm thinking this weekend we're going to have a good spooky season weekend.
I hope so.
And if not, we're going to have a great Christmas.
Yes, it'll be holiday diehard season.
We're going to start holiday season early so we can like lean into it heavy. But yeah.
And the question is, how many advent calendars are too many?
That is a good question. You should definitely, if you don't follow us on social media, we have a problem. We haven't even finished, and we have a problem.
I haven't even started.
One of us has.
Oh, dear.
Surprise!
Okay. Anyway.
All right. So I feel like that's our episode. Contact us on our social media or through our website to chat, suggest trivia, say hi, and comment on your favorite scary thing at Disney or with Disney or Disney related that we missed.
There's at least a couple things off
well,
the top
Well, we talked Werewolf by Night and we didn't even mention that on this.
No. Yep. No, that's too new.
That's true.
Yeah. I was trying to be a little more less obvious. More less recent.
Fair enough. A little more or less recent.
Yeah. That was good English.
That was the goodest. Mm-hmm. Thank you, El Mule, who's responsible for the custom theme song you heard at the top of the show. You can visit us at disneya.wixsite.com/podcast, where you can find a link to his work, as well as a link to all our social media accounts. And like I said, you definitely want to check out A, the pumpkins I've been painting, and B, our advent calendars. Before too long, we'll be diving into those.
Oh, like got a month before that, at
least.
Yeah,
but you definitely want to check it out before then, because there'll be stuff happening between now and then. Yeah, stuff. You can find us on Facebook, on Twitter, and on Instagram, as well as our YouTube channel, Adventures A. If you've already rated or reviewed our podcast, thank you. But if you haven't, we would really, 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 really appreciate it. And if you don't, the ghost will come and get you, because it's Halloween.
Boo.
And that's what happens. Boo.
It's scary.
Yeah, I'm very scared. I watched that the Halloween special when the nephews, Huey, Dewey, and Louie, go trick-or-treating at Donald's and Witch Hazel shows up. I watched that with one of my classes today. It was good. I recommend that. Watch it.
That's cute, yeah. That was like turned 70 this year, I think.
That sounds about right, yeah. So, next episode, we're out of spooky season. Sad.
Oh.
Yeah. We are going to talk about... We're going to head to the parks. I mean, not literally, that's later. But we're going to...
That'll be podcast. December, yeah.
Yeah, podcast head to the parks. We're going to be talking about the dining packages that are generally offered and like special ones and yeah.
Yeah, because we have to think about that right now because our 60-day reservation window is like fast approaching.
It's opening this weekend for spooky season.
Yeah.
So we are going to tell you what we booked, our thought process, the research that we went into it. You kind of that's one nice thing about telling me, I guess, hey?
Yeah, we can
discuss it together.
I was thinking I was gonna have to do it myself,
and you're like, I'm gonna have to wake up early and like go hide in the bathroom with my phone so she doesn't know what I'm doing.
So no, this will be better. We can have a couple of browser windows open and try and get the reservations we want.
So I think it'll be crazy. So anyway, we're gonna talk about kind of all of those kind of details. So if you are planning a trip to Disneyland and you want to have some ideas about that is an excellent one to listen to. So I'm Krista,
and I'm Brandon,
and until that next adventure, TTFN, ta-ta for now. Thanks for listening to Disney, eh? This is Halloween. This is Halloween. Halloween. Halloween.
Lovely. Lovely. Thank you.